You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Tom Boardman, an attorney from Portland, Oregon, who is representing Ken Weber, the fellow who worked for the bus company that was fired for flying a redneck flag on his privately owned vehicle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Enjoy being here, Dave.
Tom, we had some developments since the last time we spoke, and that was about 6 months ago. I think we spoke in February of this year. And I saw something on the news that the judge magistrate had made a ruling, came out with an opinion. And for the benefit of the listeners, before we get into that, just give them a little bit of background about who you are, what you do, and then the case.
I'm an attorney in Portland, Oregon. In March of last year, we became aware of a fellow down in southern Oregon, it's about 260 miles from here, who was a part-time school bus driver in a town called Phoenix, Oregon. And he has a Confederate flag that he flies on his pickup truck. It was a gift from his father. And he had it displayed on the back of his pickup truck for 18 months. And the school superintendent walked by his truck one day, saw the flag, and said that he wanted it removed. And the school bus company ordered Ken Weber to remove the flag. And there had never been an incident or any kind of a third-party complaint or anything involving this flag. And when Mr. Weber refused, he was fired. The Rutherford Institute and I filed a suit in United States District Court challenging that firing of Ken Weber. The defendants are the Phoenix Talent School District of Jackson County, Oregon, and First Student, Inc., which is a very large corporation, international, that does school bus services for people. We took the depositions of all the parties, and the defendants filed a motion for summary judgment in the United States District Court for the District of Oregon in the Medford Division, which includes Southern Oregon. Judge Clark heard their argument for summary judgment. A summary judgment motion is a motion that says that the facts are so clear that there's no dispute of them, and that as a matter of law, the moving party is entitled to prevail. They said that there was nothing for Mr. Weber to prove that his case was groundless. We resisted that motion, and last week, Judge Clark issued a 35-page ruling denying the vast majority of their motion.
That's a pretty long ruling, actually, for a case that I guess is as local and small as this, isn't it?
It's a big case in the sense that it involves the First Amendment. And federal judges like constitutional questions. A lot of times they find themselves dealing with rereading labor contracts or perhaps a railroad liability case. So when they get a constitutional case, they perk up their ears. This, of course, involves a man being fired for something that is a little near and dear to the American heart, which is his statement of his opinion. And the court really gave us a very favorable opinion.
What's the difference between a magistrate judge and a federal judge and a state judge?
A full federal judge has more power than a magistrate. Magistrates rule on preliminary matters. He can try a case if the parties consent to it, but other than that, he's not a full judge. This judge may be someday, but he's not right now.
Will that have any impact on his ruling?
No. The opposition has a right to appeal. That right will lapse on the 20th of August. They may object and want to have a trial in front of a full federal judge. It would probably be Judge Owen Panner of Oregon.
Is that good or bad?
I think we'd win in front of Judge Panner as well.
I did read the entire opinion. Weber argued that to him, the Confederate flag represented certain social and cultural values which he associates with the South and what can be characterized as a redneck lifestyle. Those values include the centrality of strong family relationships. Family means everything to you. Living close to the land, you hunt and fish. And an aversion to entitlement. You work for what you have. He expresses a sense that social and cultural values diverges between the northern and southern states of this nation, and that his Confederate redneck flag represents a statement regarding the social and cultural values of the South, which is readily identifiable by those who view it. If this does come down to a matter of Ken Weber's First Amendment rights, which it obviously seems like it will, and you said this in our first interview, then Bergreen can be held liable for his actions, right?
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean exactly? He could be sued and he could be forced to maybe not just lose his job, but cough up some money to Ken Weber?
He did it as part of his duties as the superintendent. The school district has the money here, and so they'd have to pay any judgment against Mr. Bergreen or the school district. He didn't do it as a private individual. We've named him individually, but he was acting under his authority as superintendent when he acted.
Right, but can't the school district say that he didn't really have that authority to do that? And the court obviously can show that he didn't, right?
I think it's been fairly well established that he didn't have the right to do what he did. I think Mr. Bergreen made his decision, and now he has to live with it.
Yeah, he could find himself in a whole heap of trouble, though, it seems, from reading this opinion. It's not good for him. He can't be having a comfortable night's sleep, really, after reading this.
We have money damages because this man, who's the father of four small children, lost his job. And that's what our primary focus has been all along, was getting this man his job back. It's unfortunate that we've had to go to these steps that we do, but this really isn't about the money, per se. It's about my client's job and his civil liberties.
Right. I remember you said that in the first interview, and you also said mm-hmm. that he was going back to school.
He's still going to school. The economy in Southern Oregon is pretty bad, and we've estimated that it might be another 6 years before it returns to the point where he could be guaranteed a job back.
I should mention that the Rutherford Institute and yourself, you're taking on this case pro bono, right?
It's a pro bono matter. We have petitioned the court for attorney's fees, but if we don't get paid, we don't get paid.
Right. What's the next step in this case?
If the other side files an appeal, that appeal has to be considered. If they don't appeal, then we will get a trial date.
Do you expect them to appeal?
I don't know. Some attorneys appeal everything that they can appeal. Others take a different look at it. They've got to be doing their due diligence and looking over this opinion and seeing if there's anything that would give them sufficient hope of prevailing on an appeal. I think this is a strong opinion. I really don't think that an appeal would have an awful lot of merit to it, but it's not my case from that
right.
perspective.
Okay, let's say they don't appeal, then what's next? It goes to trial? Or they could actually settle, right?
They could.
Do you expect that to happen?
I don't know. You don't spend an awful lot of time anticipating the other side, but they may choose to. They haven't done well on this motion at all, so it's now their decision.
Like you said, this is a strong opinion. You're asking for First Student to hire him back, right?
Yes, sir.
They could actually be forced to not only hire him back, but give him all his back pay that he should have had, right?
That's correct. It wouldn't be an awful lot of money. He was a part-time employee.
But he was depending on that income to support his wife and kids.
Yes, sir. By the way, when Ken Weber refused to take down his flag, he had a one-month-old baby at home.
Right. How is he doing, by the way?
He's doing fine. He is a very nice fellow.
Tom Boardman, attorney from Portland, Oregon, working with the Rutherford Institute representing Ken Weber. Tom, I want to thank you so much for the time you took out of your day explaining all this to listeners, and looking forward to finding out how this case resolves and having you back.
Nice talking to you, Dave.